347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. I got to wrap up this story, but before I do so, a couple of text messages came into the show. Greg O'Neill, what about national reciprocity? Regarding the silencers, I frankly don't care about national reciprocity. Are you talking about carrying a silencer into Canada or Mexico? Well, I don't go there. So I don't care about national reciprocity. Why is that even an issue? I wouldn't even think you'd even try to take your gun into Canada or Mexico. But if you do, well, good luck. God bless you. So, not really applicable. Patriot Jeff. Man, I wish I'd had that when I was younger. No tax on overtime. When I was working on the auto show, 17.5 working 7 days a week, 12 to 18 hours a day. Oh, yeah, you paid. Oh, CPL. It doesn't have anything to do with CPL, Steve. Or Greg, I'm sorry. CPL is not part of this. This is the removal of the silencer's attachment. Well, getting back to after the Rules Committee reconvened to consider the amendment, the ranking member, Jim McGovern, a Democrat of Massachusetts, was critical of the panel moving ahead with the vote, saying that the changes contained in the manager's amendment were too consequential for immediate consideration. The Democrat made a motion to adjourn to stall consideration of the amendment, but it was defeated easily in a party line vote. Republicans said, nope, sorry, we're moving on. McGovern then put forward several additional motions and amendments to stall the vote. Well, the 21-hour committee session began at 1 a.m. and followed weeks of debate among Republicans over key provisions of the package, again, ranging from Medicaid, SALT deductions, clean energy credits on federal taxes. Democrats characterized the changes to Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP, as a scheme to take from the poor to give tax breaks to the rich. Republicans defended the changes as a sensible way to slow the growth of social programs that have become unsustainable. Basically, Republicans view if you're capable of performing at least 20 hours a week, that's 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, that is a minimum work requirement for you to be able to receive SNAP benefits or any other type of Medicaid benefits that the federal government funds, basically two-thirds of it for each state to implement. The feds put in two-thirds, the states put in one-third, and the states are required to implement the benefits. along with the underlying urgency in the debate, was that the bill provides funding for Trump's second-term agenda items, which was seen as a must-pass legislation by the Republicans. The American people cannot afford inaction. Americans need this legislation to ensure our economic survival and the sustainability of this republic government, said House Rules Committee Chairwoman Virginia Fox, Republican from North Carolina. That was part of her opening statement. Fox defended the late hearing as being relatively normal for important panel discussions, citing instances as recently as 2022 when the Democrats were in control, where they held similar late hearings. Fox pointed to pro-worker policies that are contained in the mega bill, such as the extension of the 2017 middle class tax cuts, ending the taxation on tips, ending the taxes on overtime, and other election promises made by President Trump. Well, again, the ranking member Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, accused the Republicans of trying to ram the bill through the middle of the night. This is not business as usual. McGovern said the bill would provide tax cuts to the wealthy while taking away the people's health care, a reference to the cuts to federal Medicaid spending. Nearly 14 million people will lose their health care. Hospitals will close, nursing homes will shut down, and people will die. Oh my God. Well, I have a word for you, Congressman McGovern. Hyperbole. Because that's basically what that statement was. 14 million people will not lose their health care. Hospitals will not close. Nursing homes will not shut down. And people will not die because of the changes made to Medicaid. What they'll be forced to do is to work 20 hours a week, make some additional money, and be able to still receive their benefits. Well, another Democrat, Teresa Ledger Fernandez. Isn't it amazing how these liberals always have three names? Hyphenated Fernandez, Democrat of New Mexico, characterized the expansion of the work requirement for certain SNAP and Medicaid beneficiaries as an attack on the poor. The purpose of this bill isn't to get people back to work, it's to kick people off of Medicaid, quote unquote, said Fernandez. Well, Norman defended the requirements, saying work brings dignity. It brings a cause to a person's life, a sense of purpose of which America was built on. And regarding taxes, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri said the bill did not contain a tax cut. We are not allowing tax rates to go up. We are simply keeping the same current tax policy with all the rates. He noted that the tax rates for all income brackets would have increased without congressional action. All income brackets. Now, the bill has been passed in the House. It now goes to consideration by the U.S. Senate. Any changes made by the Senate would have to be resolved by a conference committee, which will be made up of members from both chambers. Then, once the reconciliation committee does their work, it's over. The vote in the House has passed. It'll be passed in the Senate. They will then have to resolve the differences between the House version and the Senate version in a conference committee. Once that committee does its work, they've reconciled the differences, it goes to President Trump for his signature. It will become law, and the economic boom will begin. Three things in here that are going to absolutely change the economy in America. People have been working overtime forever. How many of you, while, like Jeff says, maybe while you were younger, worked a lot of hours, especially overtime? Well, guess what? Younger people working full-time and overtime will gain tremendously without paying any federal income tax on that overtime. No more tax on tips. And the fact that the current tax rates from 2017 remain in effect, that means no increased taxes, which is what the Democrats were pushing for. It's not cutting taxes for the wealthy on the backs of the poor and middle class. Everybody gets these tax rates to stay in place, along with funding other components of President Trump's agenda, finishing off the border wall and the southern border, spending for the Golden Dome, $25 billion down payment on that program is all part of this. In my opinion, today, what the U.S. Congress did, passing this by one vote, folks, 215 to 214. It's a great day in America, and now it moves to the U.S. Senate. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Now that this is done in the House, it goes to the Senate, which they are saying could be a couple of weeks in the U.S. Senate before they come up with their version and then work it out in committee to reconcile the differences. But the plan is to hopefully get it to President Trump's desk before the 4th of July. As we look at the calendar, that gives them basically the entire month of June to get this done and send it to his desk for Friday, 4th of July, 2025. It's going to be another long three-day weekend as we are entering into Memorial Day this weekend. By the way, Monday we will not be on the air. Vicki and I have plans for Memorial Day, and we're not going to be on the air. It'll be a special show from Jerry Stewart, a tribute to our heroes. So that'll be airing on Monday. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday. But here's the main point. The accomplishments of getting this done before 4th of July, sending it to the president for a signature, hopefully on that day. I'm sure he'll love to sign this bill on the 4th of July. Is going to trigger something. And what it's going to trigger is the fact that everybody in America will be allowed to keep more of their money. Along with the individual departments, bureaucratic agencies, elimination of laying off and getting rid of federal government employees. All of a sudden, you're going to see a tipping point. As the spending goes down and the revenue goes up, there's going to come a point where the national debt clock comes to a stop. The deficit spending that you see it racking up, constantly rolling up, well, it's going to start slowing down. And there will be a day, I'm not sure when, but I believe it's going to happen during Donald Trump's final term in office over the next basically 3.5 years. You're going to see a point where the national debt clock stops, and then it will slowly start creeping downward, where you're going to see the national debt start to go down. When that happens, folks, it's going to be a snowball effect, and this is why. The people that determine the United States of America's credit rating, when they see the debt clock stop and slowly start going downward, the country's credit rating will go through the roof. As a result, the interest that they charge us on the national debt will go down. When those interest rates drop, that'll be even more money that can go towards the principal debt and start reducing it even quicker. It's the main reason why it's gone through the roof recently so much is because the credit rating of our country has gone down. They've charged us higher interest. Now the interest is starting to compound on the national debt. When that trend is reversed, credit rating goes up versus going down, interest rates go down instead of going up, we are then going to start getting out of debt quicker. As long as these policies remain in effect, and I'm not even talking about the increased revenue that's coming in from these tariffs, the tariffs are going to supplement money coming into the Treasury quicker, faster than ever before. Well, guess what? The debt will go down even quicker. And as they start eliminating some of these jobs, some of these bureaucratic agencies, departments, it's only going to expedite that process. You can feel very proud of what these Republicans in control in Washington, in the House and the Senate, with this president, are doing. And that celebration is going to be on Friday, July 4th. The fireworks will be brighter. The celebration, the parties are going to be even better as we celebrate that three-day Independence Day, Friday, July 4th, and that weekend of July 5th and July 6th, you can be proud of Washington, that they're finally starting to get it. And it's only because we elected this president that has forced them to do right by us, the people. And this economy, when it happens, is going to go through the roof. The golden age of America. Thank you, God, for Donald Trump and these Republicans in the House and in the U.S. Senate. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.